This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Kate Delaney on the road. I have to tell you about my experience at Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. But before we do that, a couple of things that are happening that are being talked about. As I say, this show is about the water cooler buzz. Anytime there is any kind of a shark attack, period, all of you send me emails about what happened. I think we're all freaked by all of a sudden all these stories about shark attacks. So while California and the West is on fire, I got more emails about the woman killed in the shark attack while snorkeling. The things that I know about it that you probably could easily find out as well is the woman was an American woman, very sad, a mom, and she was snorkeling with her family in the Bahamas on Tuesday afternoon. She was from Lake Erie, just where I am right now in Pennsylvania. They were on a snorkeling tour, actually, and they were on the northwest side of Rose Island when she was attacked by a bull shark. It happened in the afternoon. You know, people often talk about, oh, don't do anything snorkeling-wise, even with a tour, if it's later in the day. But this was 3 p.m. So the Royal Bahamas Police, of course, are sorting it all out, which is a very, very sad thing. The tour operators, along with the family, tried to rescue her, but they just couldn't do it. So she had these serious injuries to the left side of her body, and they had to transport her from the tour boat to the eastern shore of New Providence Island. It's all in the Bahamas. That's where she was. And she was pronounced dead almost immediately by the people who responded. So a very, very sad story. And again, the facts are that she was on a tour. So she was on a tour with her family, with other people, and it shows you how dogged bull sharks are. When you watch Shark Week, that's one of the dangerous sharks, certainly, that is talked about. All right, on the bright side, I happened to catch a big chunk of this match. The Hubs and I, traveling, had a chance on some rare downtime to see a little bit of the U.S. Open and watch what happened today with Tiafoe. Francis Tiafoe getting rid of Rublev in straight sets. So he becomes the first American man to make the U.S. Open semifinals since 2006. What a joy to watch, and what a treasure he is for the U.S., seriously, because it's so tough. He's a kid. He grew up in Maryland. He's 24 years old, and he put on a very, very, very strong performance. And this is on the heels of eliminating 22-time Grand Slam champ Rafa Nadal. I love what he was saying afterwards. He said, man, this is wild. This is crazy. Biggest win of my life 24 hours ago. That's huge growth. It's tough to turn the page. He's number 22. That's where he's seated. And he's the first black American man to reach the U.S. Open semifinals since Arthur Ashe, the stadium where he played, did it in 1972. So we'll see what happens next for him. But that is definitely somebody to cheer for. All right, some other things that are happening that I know are of interest to people certainly listening in this audience. You know, it seems like we're always talking about something weather-related. Of course we are. And in the West, it is incredibly hot. California, unseasonable temperatures. I lived in California, and while occasionally we would get a heat wave, I can never say that I remember a time when I was there where we were hitting 105 or 106, and it has happened. It's happening in LA more than not, and it's also led to lots of wildfires. So you can imagine there are firefighters all over the place, not just in California, but out west, putting out some of these fires, and a lot of that is started because of what we're seeing with these crazy temperatures. So for goodness sake, if you're listening to me, and I know people are listening on KCAA, I hear you, I get your emails, Stay hydrated. Stay out of the sun whenever you can. I mean, there's even been some reports of power outages, and of course, that's what happens when everybody cranks up the AC, and especially I worry about that grid in California. We've had experts on over the years, and we have absolutely talked about it. We talked a lot about Salman Rushdie. What a sick, weird, twisted attack that was. Finally, that suspect appeared in court. It seems like that just happened, and it did. He's accused of repeatedly stabbing Rushdie on a Western New York stage last month. And his name is Hadi Mattar, 24 years old. He pled not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and assault charges in connection with that attack. It's weird. It was at a place that I drove by today because, again, I'm in that part of Pennsylvania. It happened at the Chautauqua Institution where the 75-year-old Rushdie was on a stage, and he was there giving a lecture, and he jumped on the stage and went after Rushdie. So he's being held without bail. There still is no real reason given for this. I guess it's an ongoing investigation. Of course it is. And they're looking at 30,000 files that have been produced by the New York State Police in this ongoing investigation. So I'd be curious as to what was it that drove him to go after Rushdie, because remember, he's no stranger to threats. He's faced death threats after his novel The Satanic Verses that was published back in 1988, and he was accused by the then Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini of saying it was blasphemy, the book, and there was the fatwa that was issued against him calling for his death. So he often, you know, was moved from place to place, and here he is in the U.S. at a prestigious institute, and this nut jumps up on the stage and does that. Well, he had his day in court, just appeared briefly. We'll see, you know, what becomes of that, how much I think they'll nail him, and how much he'll get for that, etc. And really, what was it that drove him to do that? I would be curious. You know, the movies are hitting on hard times. I talk about the movies, and we do the cheap movie reviews here on the show. The movie in the last 5 months that I really, really liked the most probably was Maverick, because it's that, you know, follow-up, the Top Gun follow-up, and I just liked it. I loved the action scenes. I liked everything about it, and it was a feel-good movie, let's face it. And, of course, lots of box office there for Tom Cruise and that movie. But for theater owners, getting people into the theaters and not streaming again, especially after what we just went through with the pandemic, we're seeing things like Regal Cinemas. Their owner filed for bankruptcy, and you know, I've actually been to several of their theaters, and I like them. But they have to deal with the billions of dollars in debt, and again, the lower than expected attendance at screenings, trying to come up with anything they can to get people to go back to the movies. And this is a problem not just for them, but lots of other chains, because of the same key problem, getting people to want to go and see the movies again on the big screen. There are so many movies that are better on the big screen. I think even some of Hollywood's biggest names are trying to go out there and lend their name to promoting going back to the theaters, but it's not working. So this is the first in what could be maybe other bankruptcies. Stay with us. Great show coming up for you next.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Radomir Wojciech Luza joins us now. He's written a book called Heiress of Angels, and we had such an interesting conversation off the air. I've spent time in L.A., and he spent a lot of time in L.A. It's a collection of poetry and prose. Rado, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. I got nothing else to do on this Thursday in a nursing home, so I might as well be with you.
Well, we're happy to have you. Tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, it's a tribute to Los Angeles, nothing more, nothing less, but it also talks a lot about love and metaphysics and philosophy and romance and politics. There's some sports thrown in, and in the middle of the book, there's about 15 to 20 poems that talk about what it's like to be lonely and homeless, which I was when I first got here to Los Angeles, and I think the poems are so heartbreaking and immensely raw and naked that they rip your soul and your gut out, and you want to read it just for those 15 or 20 poems. And the fact it's a tribute to Los Angeles. It's, you know, it's a great town. It's a beautiful city, but if you're not careful, it can really, really hurt you as well. There's ups and there's downs like any place else, but you have to be careful to kind of find the middle ground, the balance, to kind of find your own chi, so to speak, your own karma, and not go too far into any extreme.
Yeah, and so what brought you to Los Angeles those many years ago, and what happened that you had to pull yourself up from a situation that you were in where you found yourself homeless?
Well, I came to Los Angeles in 2006, which is 15 years ago, exactly 15 years, mainly to pursue the acting, the industry, because I'm a SAG-AFTRA Actors Equity, a union actor, and I was in New York, I was in the New York area living in Jersey City, but I had an awful divorce with my ex-wife, and her name is Monica, but anyway, I won't give out her last name, and I was heartbroken, and I was lonely, and I was living here, and I just ran out of money, and I only brought a certain amount of money out here, and I ran out of it, because I was staying in motels and hotels and having to pay for food. And so I ended up living in Skid Row at the shelters there. And that was quite bad. But the people there, especially the African-American people, they got me through. They always say, white boy, you're going to make it. White boy, you're going to get through. And I believed them, and I did get through. And my dad helped me out. And it was really... an unwelcome situation, but it was also welcome because I got to see the underbelly, so to speak, of Los Angeles. And that's a lot of what I write about, is the underbelly of Los Angeles. It's a tribute to Los Angeles, but in a sort of a way that I write about the underbelly and the shortcomings of the city, as well as the positive points and the triumphs of the town.
Yeah, you write about Hollywood. You talk about, like, as you said, LAX. One of your poems, LAX Baggage Claim.
Boy, yeah, it's one of my favorites. Yeah,
yeah, I've had experiences there, so I laughed out loud thinking that how many times I went through LAX. And it's interesting. You talk about Santa Monica. You talk about you know, music, and you talk about Red Velvet. It's interesting too, because we talked off the air and you mentioned comedy, and you mentioned, you know, what it was like to race to a comedy club. So you certainly had some high moments too, where you had some successes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there was some successes. I did a lot of, not a lot, but a few gigs or sets over at the Comedy Store. But I can't say I'm very fond of the club. They seem very interested more in making money than in talent. But anyway, that was a success, and I've published now about 13 or 14 books here of poetry. That's been really good. I've had a chance to do that. I've got two books coming out, in the next, this year, Onyx Rose. It's a collection of poetry and prose published by Christian Faith Publishing in Meadville, Pennsylvania. That's coming out this year. And Copper Carnation, a collection of poetry published by Author House. That's coming out this year. They're in Bloomington, Indiana. I also started with a friend of mine, Marianina Mann. I started a poetry reading about 10 years ago called Unbuckled NoHo, in other words, North Hollywood poetry. And that's been a real success. We've had a lot of really talented LA and other people come through there, feature and do the open mic, and it's been a real success. And really talented and gifted and interesting and just interested people in poetry and in the verse and in the written word and the spoken word come through there and make a name for themselves and just make us fall to the ground like a leaf listening to their words.
And so with all the things that you've written and now the success of the poetry that you started in North Hollywood, the fact that you give people the opportunity there, what do you hope people take away from reading Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose?
That they're touched and moved by it to make a better life for themselves, that to become, I don't want to say better people, but more rounded people, more balanced people, people that are more in touch with themselves and society and civilization and God, and who put a hand out to other people, who help other people in need, who love other people, who understand what the meaning of love is, that to me love is God and God is love, that they'll read the book and they'll fly to L.A. and they won't look at it as a superficial, materialistic town, but a place where they can find themselves and a place where they can learn to find their core and their middle and their soul and their heart and their very being and never ever look back.
I like that thought. So in the end, you know, we started with you moving to L.A. and what that was like and people helping you. Was it worth it for you to move to L.A.?
Yeah, because I've been in so much trouble just to stay here that I think God must have it in his crossword puzzle for me to stay here and for me to live here, because it took so much effort out of me just to stay here that those first few weeks, that I think there must be some reason that it took that kind of effort and struggle and challenge, and that is that I think I'm supposed to be here, and I'm supposed to be living here, and I'm supposed to be giving here, and I'm supposed to be sharing here, and I'm supposed to be looking around for my next result and challenge and creative effort.
Yeah, I like that. Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose. Radomir Wojciech Luza, thank you so much for joining us. You can get the book on Amazon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kate. You're a delight, and I hope your audience got something out of this, besides being woken up early on a Thursday morning. And I really want to thank you very much for this. God bless you, and I hope we get to meet sometime and we get to chat. And thank you very much. You're very delightful and very nice lady.
Thank you, Rado. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, how interesting talking to Rado. He's got his finger on the pulse, I think, of really what it's like to move to L.A., that whole idea of the dreams of getting there from other parts of the country and the draws. He was talking about what people don't know about L.A., but the draw of the entertainment business and how tough it really is to make it. And a lot of his poetry focuses on that, and he talked about leaving the East Coast, and he's got a poem called I Left My Heart in New York City, and I'm Not Sure I'll Get It Back. And that's something to read, that and Hollywood Holla and Hollywood in general. And he really, again, nails what it's like to make that kind of a move and then to be there and feel what it's like to live in a city like Los Angeles. And it's a great read. And if you are a fan of poetry, he absolutely, absolutely has the gift. So once again, you can get his book, Eros of Angels, a collection of poetry and prose. You can get that on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to this interview, and thanks for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting the Obamas at the White House for the official unveiling of former President Obama's portrait.
This is a gift of the Obama presidency to the country and to history. It's a gift I felt personally.
COVID booster shots are being branded as an annual fall vaccine now, similar to the flu shot.
We do know that the fall season, the winter season, tends to be one in which respiratory viruses thrive, which is why right now is the time that we're rolling out these vaccines and we're really encouraging people to get them.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky speaking there on MSNBC. She adds the boosters have been shown to provide protection for 6 months or longer against severe disease and death. Russia is continuing to impose consequences on those who support Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Estate planning. This next guest is going to blow your mind, seriously. I've talked to her a couple of times off the air, and she is our guest in Author's Corner. She's written a book called 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning. And the second I got off the phone with her, this is behind the scenes, I ran to look at what have I planned and where are the holes. So you want to get a pen and paper, and then you want to get Elaine's book. Elaine, thank you so much for popping on the show.
Thank you, and good morning to you, Kate.
So 50 excuses not to do bulletproof estate planning. I mean, I know this is the area that you practice in, but what made you decide, you know what, I got to put this together? Is it because a lot of us just don't know what estate planning is and we have a bias kind of in our mind as to what we think it is?
Well, the reason why I wrote the book, Kate, is because I have been practicing as an estate planning attorney for, at that time, 25 years. It's now been 27 years. And through the course of that duration, I've had multiple clients give me every excuse you can imagine to explain why they can't do it right now, they need to do it later, so on and so forth. Essentially, the three biggest excuses I've ever gotten were, number one being, I can't afford it, which is obviously not true, and I'll explain in a minute, and I don't have an estate, which is also not true, and I'm not old enough. So those are some of the reasons, and if you'd like, I'd be happy to go into that.
Yeah, so how old do you have to be to do estate planning, and why do you have to do it at that age?
Well, the misconception is that we need to be older in order to do an estate plan, and that, in fact, isn't true. I've written my book to impress upon everybody who is unaware that basically, after the age of 18, you need some sort of an estate plan. And those three components that you need are basically a will, that says I give everything to mom or dad or brother and sister or your friend or whomever, and a health care directive and a financial directive. And the reason I say that is because if you are 18 years old or older and you become incapacitated, mom and dad can't make decisions for you. Your friends can't make decisions for you because you're an adult. So if you lose capacity, the next place you have to go in order to have somebody be able to help you is the probate court.
Yeah, so it's interesting because the other part of, and on your book you have this as part of the title, the subtitle, the 50 excuses not, and that's in parentheses, to do bulletproof estate planning, excuses that just might cost you everything. And there you're saying that it just could cost you everything, right?
And that's exactly true. And that's another big misconception about estate planning. A lot of people think that they don't have an estate, therefore they don't need to do estate planning. But the one bigger reason why I wrote my book based upon a situation I had with a former client is that we need to have an estate plan put together well in advance when we have capacity. And the reason we need to do that is so that if at some point down the road your capacity begins to wane or somebody has a question about your capacity, they can't petition the probate court to then get in control of you in the form of the conservatorship. So, for example, they could say, hey, you know, I think Kate's not thinking clearly anymore. And if Kate doesn't have an estate plan, then they could petition the court and they could be successful to impress upon the court that you need assistance, and then the court can award them to get in control of you. When somebody becomes your conservator, then they can make your decisions for health care, they can make your decisions for finances, and they can even tell you when and where you can sit. And the biggest thing that blows my mind is they can also get authority to rewrite or create an estate plan for you that may not even be what you would wanted it to have said. So having an estate plan really is your biggest protection from having an unwanted conservatorship, and that's something that most people have no clue about.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I have to ask you this question because you're so schooled in this and have had such a great career. You mentioned that all the years of doing it for 27 years. What was the craziest experience you had to go through with doing some estate planning? Like, did somebody have something wild that they wanted to protect, but thank goodness they did?
Well, here's the craziest thing, and really it's the impetus why I wrote my book. Several years ago, I had a client who did her estate plan, and she had a relative come out of nowhere and decide to rewrite her estate plan for her. She got really upset at her brother for taking her attorney to do that, so she went back to the attorney, undid everything he did, and then in the process of that, the attorney never questioned her capacity. So obviously she was competent at the time when she redid her estate plan for the second time to undo what the brother did. Then at a later point down the road, several people began to question her capacity because she was at the very beginning stages of Alzheimer's, and that doesn't necessarily mean you don't have a legal capacity to be able to create a trust or a will, especially here in California. But Adult Protective Wow. Services got wind of the fact that she was wanting to change her estate plan, and the thing that really got me was that there was a particular individual, a private fiduciary, who got wind of this and found out about her and petitioned the court to be made her conservator. And because she didn't have any family members around her to protect her or to protest that, he ended up becoming her conservator. And it was really unfortunate because the woman really wasn't incapacitated. She could understand you. She could make her legal decisions. She could decide when and where she wanted to sit or go. She could write her own checks. But this fiduciary managed to become her conservator, and as a result, he took over the entire estate, drained most of it, and redid her estate plan. And when I realized that's what happened, I became so angered because the point of estate planning is to protect you from that. But the other thing is, Kate, this could happen to you or me.
Right.
So knowing that, it became my passion to get the word out to people that estate planning is so much more than just creating a simple will or a trust because you want your things to go to your kids. We want a good estate plan, a bulletproof estate plan, to protect you so you can keep making your own decisions during your lifetime. That's why I wrote the book.
Well, it's interesting, and you have such a breath of experience, a fresh breath of, you know, that's what I'm saying, somebody different talking about this. And you have a background that also includes the fact that you were a JAG officer besides that. So you also have the military twist to it as well. So you've made some really interesting leaps in your career, huh?
That's correct. Yes. Many, many, many years ago, I decided to join the Army Reserves, and I initially started out in psychological operations, but I ended up in the JAG Corps after I went to law school. The last 7 years of my Army career, my 23 career, was in the JAG Corps, so I retired as a lieutenant colonel in the JAG Corps in the Army Reserves. And really what that has done for me is to instill in me honesty, loyalty, integrity. Now, when I have a client come into my office, it's not about making money. It's about, if that were me, what would I want to have done to protect that person? Which is why I'm so passionate, because that could be my mom or my dad in front of me. So when people come into my office, I don't nickel and dime them with billable hours, which a lot of attorneys do. It's a flat fee to come in and get your estate planning done, because after all, that's how I want to be treated. Right.
Yeah, well, I love that. Yeah, the golden rule. Because, of course, you know, there's this, how many lawyer jokes are there? You know them, Elaine, right?
Oh, my God. I know. We're the brunt of it all.
You are the brunt of it all. You're right. So we want to make sure we tell everyone you can get this on Amazon.com. And, again, we're speaking with Elaine Andrews, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof. That's a joke. Estate planning, excuses that might just cost you everything. And that's what's so scary, to think of what that could cost you. And I'm sure, I mean, that's what happens. It's like you told us the story. You have somebody, they come in and they're just distraught. They can't believe what's happening. And the law is the law. And, you know, there's not a lot of gray area, and you got to find it. And it can get tricky, right?
Right. And there's one more very important point that I talk about in the book, Kate, that you don't really get from the cover. But
sure.
A very important thing that people need to know also when they are considering estate planning is, unlike doctors, there are different types of lawyers. There are lawyers, obviously, who specialize in different fields of law, like immigration versus personal injury versus estate planning. But there's also different degrees of lawyers. So, for example, when you go to the doctor and you need neurosurgery, you know that your doctor has gone to special education to be able to be qualified as a neurosurgeon. That's not necessarily true for attorneys. Here in California, you can say that you practice estate planning, and you really don't know what you're doing. In fact, the state bar doesn't require that you become a certified specialist in estate planning before you are treating a client or you are dealing with a client. All the state bar requires is that you either bone up with another attorney who does know what they're doing, or you learn how to do it prior to meeting that client. And to me, that's really shocking, because most lay people don't understand that their attorney may not really know what they're doing. So to help them, the state bar has certified specialists in different areas of law, and estate planning is one of them, where an attorney not only takes the bar exam to become an attorney, but they take a second bar exam to become vetted, to become certified in this particular area of law. And so the important distinction is that individuals who are looking to get estate planning done, you want to look for somebody who is a certified specialist or a vetted expert in that area of law. And the reason for that is not because it's going to cost you more money, and it may well do, but because you want to make sure that your attorney knows what they're doing. A lot of times, I've helped other clients come in where they had work done from somebody else, maybe a friend who does a different line of work, like a corporate attorney or whatever, who doesn't specialize in their area, and I'm fixing the mistakes.
Yes.
But the person doesn't know that their estate plan is faulty. And when you need your estate plan to work for you, that's too late to find out it's not working.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, 50 Excuses Not to Do Bulletproof Estate Planning, Excuses That Might Just Cost You Everything. Elaine Andrews, thank you so much.
And you're very welcome, Kate.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We take you to New Zealand right now for a conversation with Leanne Rattray. She's written a book. She's pulled a lot of her thoughts and poetry, and it's really good, called Who the Fork is Alice. The title alone is worth the price of admission, and for good reason, because of some of the things that she told me off the air. So, Leanne, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, hey, darling. It's nice to be here.
What was it that drew you to poetry? I mean, you've been at poetry slams in Auckland and all kinds of things. I mean, people look to you for that, I think.
Well, they call me Auckland's poetry princess, and I quit my job when I turned 50, when I wrote my book. I was I'm into anthropology, and I'm an accountant, and I worked at the Museum and Art Gallery. I quit my job to move to Auckland to be a freelance poet. So that's the story.
And so how's that? What's that been like?
Ah, well, like an adventure. I mean, the whole thing is like, who the fork is Alice? Go ask Alice. Alice could be anybody. She's curious. She wants to go down that rabbit hole. She wants to meet the Mad Hatter. She wants to sit at the table with the rabbit and eat strange foods and get big and small and, like, you know, like it's all about adventure. It's about taking that risk in life and having an imagination and being passionate about what you believe in and caring about people and caring about the world.
Oh, I love that. Caring about people and caring about the world. So for you, it's an adventure and it's fun and you're gifted, and it's got to be really wild to be inside your head and think of all the ways that you're inspired. And you're inspired by different things, right?
Yes, yes. I'm inspired by, like, I went to Australia and I went to, you know, climate. I've always been an environmentalist, so greeny, totally greeny, recycle everything. And I love animals and want to save the world, save the planet. I believe in aliens. Like my son is studying anthropology and I worked in a museum. I think that as people, we need to get back to our hearts and our imaginations and care more about each other.
Yeah. Do you think poetry does that? That connects us?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think, like, you know, I call myself a verbologist. Like, you know, I was one of these kids that used to, like, be like in bed with my torch reading a book when I was supposed to be asleep. And imagination rife. Like the first poem in my book is all about, it's called Visitations of a Child, because I think we all need to discover that child within us. That's what keeps us moving forward, even as we grow older, is if we have that inner child and that imagination. Yeah, so.
What do you hope people take away from reading your poetry and this book, Who the Fork is Alice, which with Leanne Rattray, we're speaking with her, you can get it on Amazon.
To have belief, self-belief, and try to be the best possible person you can be. And be yourself. Be unique. My DNA belongs to me. Your DNA belongs to you. We all come from the same DNA at the end of the day. Like, but we have to, like, believe in each other. Otherwise, what's the point in the world? There's too much war. There's too much, I mean, COVID, for God's sake, you know. I wrote a poem about Donald Trump. It's a really short one.
Let's hear it. Yeah. Here she is all the way from New Zealand, as people are listening across the globe and here in the United States. And, of course, with Donald Trump, he has fans and he has those who are not his fans. He's polarizing.
This is really short. This is really short. It's called The Grim Reaper. Empty buses trundling by. I watch from a balcony and sigh. Empty shops, empty roads. Eerily apocalyptic. A war zone. No bombs dropping from the sky. 'Tis a silent creeper, this grim reaper, wearing the mask of a clown. A tissue, a tissue. We all fall down.
Oh, what a sense of humor, too, to wickedly weave that into your poem. You wrote another one that I thought was really good that you did for me before we came on the air, Made in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I think people would like that, too, as well, because you said you're a verbologist, which I love that word that you coined. You made up a great word. And Made in Japan makes you think of a lot of different things.
Right, yeah, just because I'm one of these old fashioned people. I actually write in a book or
exactly.
On pieces of paper. Oh, here we go, and it's made as in MAID, so it's like a cross play. Made in Japan. She is a number. She does a number. She wants a number. She wants your number. She drifts endlessly, lost in a pirouette, private ballerina, toes spinning, arms poised, perfect precision, dancing diva. Mermaid, lost in another realm, tall tales told, souls traded for stamps. Searching for feet to walk on fresh sand. Bare feet on black sand. Toes curl as fronds unfurl above. Sweet basil scents invoke the senses. And ready for love. Black bows on ankles, fishnets cast wide. Straight line from earth to universe, no more black and white. Shooting stars, Venus and Mars. Surreptitiously seeking sublime oblivion. Slipping, stripping bare, drawn to the rim of the rabbit hole. Free falling. Jerseys unravel. Cross stitches, white witches travel on brooms above. Sprinkling dust for love. Black roses bloom really like my black heart. Broken promises. Perfect geisha. Made in Japan.
Wow, nice. Those words are so, so interesting. And since I've seen geishas, I can picture what you've done there and how you've gone back and forth, which is so interesting the way you weave your words. What do your mates say? What do your friends say about your poems?
Well, people come up and ask me to do, I do poetry every week. That's why I moved from Gisborne. I'm a Gizzy girl. And I had a house down there, and I moved from there, and I rented my house out, and I've just sold it, and I bought an apartment in Auckland. I moved to Auckland because Auckland is the poetry hub. And, like, you know, there are so many amazing Kiwi poets and comedians. And so I started coming to Poetry Live, which has been going for 40 years. And I go there every Tuesday night, and they have a guest poet, and they have a guest musician, and they have open mic. And that is what has fostered, my complete love of poetry even further. You know, it's like open mic, getting up on stage. I love to perform. You know, I love getting dressed up. I put my hat on. You know, it's like the cat in the hat.
and you do your poetry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want people to take away from my poetry an understanding of who they are or their emotions or what's going on in the world, but in an entertaining way. I want to make people think. But I also want to, I don't want to be boring. My poems are mostly short, like I write like a lot of short poems. My book, you know, it's like little short poems all strung together to tell a little story that maybe you might get something out of, you know, about love, about, I've got a poem in there, it's called Seduction, it's about online dating. You know, you write poems about all sorts, don't we?
Absolutely. And that's why this is such a unique book, and you're such a unique character and wonderful person that is giving, giving, giving. And you can tell that just by reading even just a few lines of your poems and then hearing you recite them. Leanne Rattray, what a delight to meet you in New Zealand. You are a gift to New Zealand and the world. And Who the Fork Is Alice is the name of it. Is the name of it. And you get it on Amazon. So thanks for joining us. And thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.